And now, Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
The men from the ministry.
Once more, we visit that hive of industry, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall. There we find Junior Executive Richard Lamb, surprisingly enough, about to start some work.
Is that a roll of wallpaper, Mr. Lamb?
No, Mildred. This is one of the Minister's new bumper-sized family forms. With the added ingredient, instant confusion.
Oh, I guaranteed to drive the public mad.
Yes, that's... No. Actually, this is too good for the public. We have to fill this in ourselves.
Oh, blimey. What's it about?
Well, it's about wasted time and manpower in ministry offices. 43 questions. And the last is, how much time did you waste filling in this form?
Oh, it's typical, isn't it?
Ingenious. Still, I'd better get on with it. You'd think from this form the ministry employed lazy, good-for-nothing layabouts.
Oh, that's a rotten lie.
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Oh, but then again, maybe there is a bit of truth in it.
Pour out the coffee pot taste. Pour out the instant coffee haze.
Instant Coffee Haze's unique process actually traps that delicious taste and aroma of percolating coffee. So you get that coffee pot taste in every can of Instant Coffee Haze.
Coffee Haze traps the taste that's too good to waste. Pour out the coffee pot taste. Pour out the instant coffee haze.
Choose from Instant Coffee Haze medium roast powder and Instant Coffee Haze full roast granules.
There must be a reason why Rothmans is the world's largest selling, most wanted king-size Virginia. It's simply this. Rothmans extra length, finest filter, and the best tobacco money can buy give you true king-size flavor. Rothmans king-size really satisfies.
You know how people eat crackers smothered with pate or dollops of caviar. Well, frankly, bakers feel that you shouldn't overload their new crispy wheat crackers. You see, they have a quite irresistible taste of their own. Crispy wheat taste of rye and wheat, toasted golden brown, salty and tangy and delicious anytime. So please, with your first taste of Baker's crispy wheat, easy on the caviar. We don't want to hide that taste, do we? Thank you. Oh, easy with the cheese and pickles, too.
Morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one.
Well, let's not waste any time,
Right here, sir.
Just a dash of milk in mine, Mildred, and the usual seven.
Right here, sir.
Oh, and Mildred, please don't keep saying righty-ho like that.
Right here, sir.
Now, what is that you've got there, number two? Have you written another epic poem for the Staff magazine or something?
No, number one, it's an analysis of manpower. Listen to this. State time taken to reach the place of work.
Well, I suppose this could be called your place of work, using the word rather loosely, that is, of course. How long does it take you on a good day with a fair wind behind you?
Well, I leave Mrs. Bratsby's boarding house for respectable gentlefolk at 8:30, but I have to wait for my Auntie Maud.
Auntie Maud?
Yes, she lives opposite and she likes me to give her a wave every morning. Yes, so I have to wait for her to appear at her window. I waited 2 hours today.
And what was wrong with her?
Nothing. I'd forgotten she'd gone on holiday. Shall I put that in here?
No. All right, now, you're on your way here. Then.
No, I'm not.
And why not?
Well, I had a bit of a problem there. You see, my license fell due, and I didn't have the money to pay for it. So I had to sell my bicycle.
Oh, all right, so you haven't got your bicycle.
No, but I've got the license. That's lucky, that. If I didn't have one, they might have fined me.
Glory. Look, let's get back to the form, shall we? How do you get to work now that you don't have a bicycle anymore?
Ah, well, I catch a bus and then a tube train.
All right. So, going back to this morning, you're on the bus on the way to the station.
Well, actually, I'm not.
And why not?
I'm on the wrong bus. You see, I was so worried about Auntie Maud, I caught one going the wrong way.
Look, I think we'll forget that side of things for a while. Thank you very much. That form there can wait until another day, I think. Number two.
Here we are. Another cup of charm.
Ah, good, good. Thank you very much, Mildred.
Oh, and by the way, sir, this letter just arrived by special messenger.
Oh, yes. It's from the permanent undersecretary. Thank you very much, Mildred.
Well, that's incredible, number one. How can you possibly tell it's from Sir Gregory Pitkin?
Elementary, my dear, number two. The envelope smells of brandy fumes and stale cigars.
I see. But then it could be from Lady Pitkin. What does it say?
Let me have a look here. It says, await further instructions. Do not move from that office until I've been there.
Oh. Mm. Sounds like we can't pass go or collect £200 either. Number one, do you think we've done anything wrong?
Oh, no, no, I doubt it. But look, I think I'll sneak off for an early lunch, number two. You can handle whatever Sir Gregory has to say, can't you?
No, wait, but you can't leave me.
Sir Gregory, do come in, Sir Gregory.
I am in, you fool. Hmm?
Oh, yes, there you are. Yeah.
When are you going again?
Shut up, lad.
Yeah, thank you, Sir Gregory.
Now then, you two. I have a few questions about the last few jobs you've handled.
Fire away, Sir Gregory.
The only firing that's likely to be done is to you two.
Something wrong, is there?
You could say that, yes. The Minister of Post and Telegraph has been on my back.
Lucky old you.
What was that, Lamb?
No, nothing, Sir Gregory. I was just clearing my throat.
I'll clear you if you don't pay attention. Now, listen. It's about the telephone kiosks in Crumblewood Forest.
Oh, yes, yes. We ordered them to be painted in natural forest colour, didn't we?
Yes.
It saves spoiling the landscape and the ecology and all that sort of nonsense. Is the minister pleased?
Well, not really, Lennox Brown. He says they're losing a lot of money. Seems the local people can't find a kiosk to make their call.
Oh, you think the locals would have more sense? Well, they'll all have to be painted red, won't they, number two? Paint the local people red? What are the not the people, number two, the kiosk.
Oh, oh. Yes, I see.
When you finish, Laurel and Hardy. There was also a letter from the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries that you had to sort out, wasn't there?
Oh, yes, from that chap in Hampshire. He was complaining about the noise from his neighbor's battery hen.
That's the one, Lamb. And just what did you advise in your reply?
Well, I told him to disconnect the battery.
What? You told him what?
Disconnect the batteries. Wasn't that right?
Of course, that's not right.
I've had another complaint, too, from the girls in the typing pool. I understand you've something to do with that as well, Lamb.
It was just that the wording of the directive was a bit unfortunate, you see. I meant that they should put mothballs in their desk drawer.
I have another job for the pair of you. Two jobs, actually. One is to help out the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries by answering this letter. And the second is something more important.
Only too glad to be of assistance, Sir Gregory. You can rely on us.
To muck it up, yes, yes. Now, you'd better get this right. The minister has invited a party of dignitaries to tour the ministry next Friday to see how we do things.
Oh, dear. Is that wise?
With you two around the place, probably. It's public money we're spending here, and they're the public, so they're entitled to see how we're spending it, I suppose.
What sort of dignitaries, Sir Gregory?
Oh, mayors and their wives and councillors and all that sort of thing. You had to put on a show for them, do you hear?
We couldn't help hearing, Sir Gregory.
Well, get on with the organization, and don't make a muck.
Well, fancy that. A show. I'll be able to do some of my cards.
Actually, number two.
I learned a new one, you know. Watch this. I just happen to have a pack of cards in my pocket. Now, look at this. You see, I lay them all out on the desk like this. See? Yeah, there we are. Now, by magic powers, I'm going to pick out the Queen of Hearts.
I see.
There. Isn't that clever?
Shouldn't the cards be face down on the table, Mr. Lamb?
That'd make it too difficult, Mildred. I hate tricks that go wrong.
Oh, like that one you showed Mr. Leonard Brown, the one with the eggs.
I don't think I'd like to be reminded of that, thank you very much.
Well, the book didn't say they had to be hard-boiled.
That trick you did at the staff Christmas party, that one worked, where you appeared to drink the water in the goldfish bowl.
Yes, but I was so ill afterwards. And it cost me 50 pence for a new goldfish.
How about that trick with the stapling machine, then? Can you make it vanish yet?
No, I just keep stapling my bowler hat to the seat of my trousers.
Look, I haven't really got time for all this sort of idle chatter. Fix something up, number two. I'll see you after lunch, say around 3 o'clock.
Well, I'll also be off, Mildred. I'll put an advert for entertainers in the papers on my way. I'll see you later.
Oh, blimey. When Sir Gregory said put on a show for them, I wondered if he meant put on a show for them.
I say, the first entertainers are here in reply to my advertisement already, number one.
Oh, good, good. Let's hear them, then. Wheel the first one in.
Yeah, well, actually, it's the first three. They're a trio, you see. Could you come through, please?
Yes.
Good day. Good day to you. My name is Roland Lennox Brown.
Oh, shame. We shall introduce ourselves in song.
That's right.
Yes. A one, a two, a one, two, six.
We're the Lennox Brown. Well, that's never
fine. Is that it?
No, hang on. Now come the individual introductions. Oh, I'm Humphrey. Oh, I'm Humphrey.
Hi, Lolita. Hi, Lolita.
I'm Brother Cashew. Oh, I'm Cashew.
Look, this is all terribly interesting, but I don't see
we're
that
an
you...
Act, can... you see.
Yes.
Everything's done in song. In fact,
We're the Snow Place.
Yes, so you said a few minutes ago. You
are the Snow Place. Your fire, super shot, chart busting single coming screaming its way to you over the airwaves. Ready, Brother Cecil?
Ready, Brother Humbert.
Right, let's go. A one, a two... A 1, 2, 7. Oh, I do like to be beside the seashine. Oh, I do like to be beside the sea. Oh, I do like to stroll along the prom while the brass band plays.
Tiddy-um-pom.
Oh, I do like to be
very nice, yes, very nice. But thank you. Would you mind? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
You've heard enough of that one, have you?
More than enough.
And now for the piece de resistance.
Yeah.
You ready, Lou?
Yes, Humbert.
Right. Here we go. Send it, Cecil.
Right.
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. Oh, what a glorious feeling.
Every day brings a new challenge. Some men come through walking tall. If you're one of them, reach for Texan. Cigarettes toasted to perfection with full ripe burley tobaccos and an aroma as good as the taste. Walk tall with the big taste of Texan.
I need a good steam-resistant enamel paint for my bathroom and kitchen.
Velvaglow.
Velvet what?
Velvaglow, the ultra-hard enamel paint with the new non-glossy velvet finish. In loads of super colors that are right for all interior woodwork and metal frames.
And my lounge and bedrooms.
Double Velvet, the washable wall paint with the same subtle velvet finish. Velvaglow and Double Velvet add the velvet touch to every room in your home.
The Velvet Touch for Cats Come Pumping On.
Now, Radio Shack, the world's giant in microcomputers, faces the answers to everyday business problems right on your desktop. Time is money. That's why a Radio Shack computer is a profitable business tool for all accounting and professional applications. Turn time into money. Radio Shack computers. Your authorized Radio Shack distributor, Lucum Data Corporation, Johannesburg 836-3351, has branches and dealers countrywide. 836-3351. Radio Shack has your business problems ticked.
So, when do the singing Seven Straight sign the contract, eh?
They don't.
Eh? What do you mean?
Yes, explain yourself.
Certainly. We aren't hiring you.
Hey, what a
shame. Hey, a blooming cheek.
Can't be concerned of good music.
We are, that's just it. Thank you very much for calling, and don't phone us. We will phone you. Thank you very much.
Well, it's your fault.
Goodbye.
How did you get your dentist? It's my dentist. What about your dentist? Yours is looser than mine. You're the one who's spraying.
Spraying?
Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh. Well, let's hope the others are a bit better than that lot. What else have you got out there, number two?
Well, there's a double act.
Yeah, well, at least they're getting smaller. What are their names, by the way?
Actually, I didn't quite catch their names, but they're bound to tell you, are they? Yep, come in, please, the next two.
Oh, thanking you too much. Thank you very much.
Come this way, thank you. Could I have your names, please?
I am too terribly sorry, but only people what are being borne by my family can be having my name. And you are definitely not being from our family.
No.
That I can be seeing because you are not being wearing one turban.
No. I meant, what are your names?
Our name? Mm. Oh, I am being Rampasad Hari by Spoonilav G. And this is my boy brother, Rampasad Hari by Spoonilav G. Mukherjee.
Do you mean you've both got the same name?
Well, not quite. No. V in my name is standing for very first one being born, and his V is being for very second one being born.
I see, yes. Well, then, what do you do?
Oh, yes, what do you do, too?
Pardon?
Boy, brother, please be making the traditionally English greeting by this gentleman like what he's just been making.
Oh, yes, of course. What do you do?
No. You understand. That's how do you do.
How do you do what?
Look, let's put it another way, shall we? What sort of act have you got?
Oh, I am seeing what you are meaning. You are wanting us to be doing the entertainment for you, now.
Well, something like that, yes.
Oh, be listening goodly then. Because here we are going. One, two, funnily act coming your way. I am seeing. Why is the two sacred bully being crossing the roadside?
I am not knowing. Why is the two sacred bully being crossing the roadside?
To be coming by the other side.
Pardon?
Oh, my God. You are not understanding.
No, well, perhaps it's being funnier if we are telling it in the language in which it is being originated, which is being Frankistanian, by the way.
Oh, indeed, yeah. Be listening. What is going to go? What is going to go? What is going to
go? Oh, this is going to go. What is going to go? What is going to go?
What is going
to go? What is going to go? What on earth are you doing?
Jolly good. What is going to go? What is going to go? What is going to go?
You pull yourself together, number two.
We're also doing knocking, jockey. Knocking.
Who is being there, please?
Scott.
Scott who, please?
Got nothing to be doing with you.
This is all very well.
Who is being there this one time, please?
Boo.
Boo who?
Oh, don't be crying. It is only being.
Please, wouldn't mind. Show them out, number two, would you?
Oh, dear. All right, then. This way, please. And thank you for coming in.
You mean I'm not going to be using her?
I'm afraid not, no.
Oh, my God. In that case, he made a bluebird of happiness be flying over your head.
And be having one mighty.
This is becoming a bit ridiculous, number two. We don't seem to be getting anywhere, and we're spending far too long with each audition. Let's speed the next one up, shall we?
Next, please.
Molto grazie. Buongiorno.
Thank you, and goodbye. Well, if things go on like this, we're going to end up doing the show ourselves.
Mildred, give me a hand, please.
Oh, blimey, Mr. Lamb, whatever are you trying to do?
Get my bicycle in. Open the door properly, please.
Oh, righty-o, then.
Ah, well, that's better. Thank you, Mildred. Well, how do you like my new bike?
Blimey, it's a bit old, isn't it?
Well, yes, but it goes. I bought it from my landlady, Mrs. Bratsby. She used to cycle down to the pub every night, but she gave it up. She always had such a big hangover.
Oh, well, then she should have used a bigger saddle. Here, hang on, though. This bike's got no brakes.
No, they wore out. Mrs. Bratsby always used to cycle with her brakes full on in case of an accident.
Oh, so how do you stop them?
Ah, well, she thought of that. With the bike, she supplied this knitting needle. When I want to stop, I just lean forward and shove it through the front spokes.
Mr. Lamb!
Of course, there are some snags. Coming over Westminster Bridge, I double somersaulted three times.
Oh. And there's another thing. It's a female bike.
Oh. Is it? Well, how can you tell? I mean, I know how to tell with guinea pigs.
It hasn't got a crossbar, has it? Women's bikes don't have crossbars.
Ah, well, I can use that space, can't I? I mean, I'm going to tie a short clothes line over where the crossbar would be so that I can dry my vest and socks as I cycle to work.
Would you, Adam and Eve it?
Say what you like, Mildred. I think it's a smart little red bike.
Red? That's rust, Mr. Lamb. Still, as long as you're happy with it. Here, why did you bring it into the office?
Well, I couldn't leave it in the hall, could I? I mean, all sorts of people are coming along these days. Mayors, councillors, and such like.
And you thought they might not approve?
No, I thought they might pinch it.
Hello, number two. Hello, Mildred.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lennox.
Well, today, today, yes, hello, number two. Those dignitaries are going to be impressed when we do our bit, don't you think?
Well, I'm not too sure.
Well, I think one last rehearsal just to check that we've got it right. We haven't much time. They should be arriving downstairs any minute now.
Ah, your worship, there you are.
Here I am. And I must...
Not say too much. How do you do? I'm Alderman Crabshaw, and this is Mayor Trumbull, both from Snedstone.
So, how do you do?
And what about me? I said, what about me?
This here is the mayoress.
How do you do, your worshipess, your madam?
I do all right. I said I do all right. Thank you, then.
All right. We heard. You're worse than him sometimes. And come on, your worship, say your speech of thanks.
Oh, I. Thank you.
That'll do. Come on, then, let's get on with it. I can't hang around here all day.
If you follow me.
Yeah, I wonder if I might.
No, you might not. I've told you before. Belt up and stop clutching your cockade like that.
It's just that I want to...
No, you don't. Now, come on, stop making a scene.
I'd like to say something. I said I'd like to say something.
Well, we'll never get there at this rate. What is it?
Where's the ladies? I said, where's the ladies?
They're over there, madam. That second door.
Oh, thank you. I said thank you.
Pleasure. I said pleasure.
What are you on about now? Why are you pulling your chain?
I think that's what he wants to do. It's over there, sir. Next to the lady.
Oh, I don't know. There's no stopping him when he wants to wash his hands.
Well, that's all right. We can wait. As soon as they reappear, we'll go upstairs and visit the General Assistance Department to see how a model department should be run. I haven't been in there this morning, but I'm sure they'll be ready for us.
Right. They're on their way down the corridor. Are you both ready?
Me.
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm still not too sure that...
Come on, Mildred, stand by. Here they come.
Now, this is the general assistant, Farmer. Miss Murphy, why are you dressed up in these idiotic clothes?
It's all part of the act, Sir Gregory. And now, welcome to the show. Here we go, all together now.
Hans, teken die natuurlijke smaak van die reeks Autumn Harvest Plane te oes. Autumn Harvest Plane, die gave van die oes.
Ever since Columbus, America has been waiting for you to discover it too. But why not break your trip to America for one night in magnificent Madrid? If you do, the city of Madrid, through its tourist promotion board, will treat you to free hotel accommodation, free meals, and free entertainment. So fly Iberia and stop over in Madrid. After 490 years, America can wait just one more day.
Inflation is reducing the value of your runt, including the runt you set aside for life assurance. Now, from Southern Life, the Inflation Fighter, the new policy especially designed to counter inflation. As the cost of living goes up, the value of your Inflation Fighter policy increases. Find out more about Southern's Inflation Fighter. Consult your broker or Southern Life representative.
I've never, ever been so embarrassed in my whole life.
Oh, come on, Sir Gregory, you must have been.
Oh, shut up. Tell me, Lennox Brown, what were you trying to do?
Just what you said, Sir Gregory. Put on a show for the visitors.
I'm into the way of workman, you know, show them your project.
Oh, well, I never.
Oh, I see. Well, he rather got the wrong impression, I'm afraid. Actually, it was all Lamb's idea, really. But
I don't care. I don't care whose idea it was. You're all in the suit. I bring in a party of dignitaries to show off how the civil service works, and what do I get? Idiocy.
Well, they seem to enjoy it. I mean, they said so. Several times, in fact. They kept on saying.
Oh, rubbish. There's something else while I'm here.
There would be.
That letter I gave you to deal with. The one for the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries.
Oh, yes, from a chap in Hampshire. He was complaining about the noise from his neighbor's battery hens.
Yes, that's the one. And what was it you advised in your reply? Remind me.
Disconnect the battery.
Yes. Just what I'm going to do to you two. Come here.
Doing their act as the men from the ministry tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. In the chorus line were Maureen and Dare, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, Frank Graham, and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry. Thank you.